Was Robert Burns a Vulcan? Learn more about one of the most famous songs by the great Scottish poet Robert Burns and get ready for a pub that's not really a pub. Catch a bus that is a buzz stop. It might even help beautify your neighborhood and fight climate change. This is Atlanta Pub Songs and Stories number 263. Welcome to Atlanta Pub Songs and Stories. I am Mark Gunn, and that was Ride On. That's from my CD with the Kilted Kings. The album's called Flower of Scotland. And this is the audio liner notes for the songs that I record and play and for the stories I gather and the people I meet here in the city of Atlanta. It's also the audio edition of my newsletter. You can subscribe at pubsong.net. You'll get the written version of this podcast along with quick access links to many of the stories listed that I'm about to tell you about. So what's new? Well, last weekend I interviewed Heather Dale, and I have a cat here who wants to say hi. Say hi, Amy. No, not so much. You just want to jump up on my table. I did an interview with Heather Dale at Gefilk, and I'm really excited to share it. The interview itself, I'm going to post for patrons, both on this podcast and for or my Patreon page, as well as for the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. It was not quite an interview. It was sort of a pre-interview. I'm looking to get stories from her, and we didn't have any good sound quality, and I wanted to make it work a little bit better. So she and I just chatted for a bit, and I got some great stories nevertheless, and I'm excited to share those with you. Amy, seriously. Amy likes to play fetch, and she's trying to get me to play fetch with her. But you're going to have to wait until after the podcast. Speaking of podcasts, if you haven't checked out Folk on Foot, I love this podcast. It is a geographer's podcast. It is me. One of the things I like about this podcast, so what they do is the host goes to a location, meets up with a musician. The musician shows them around an area, and they record the whole experience. Plus, they play music, of course, in the area and how that area affected them. It is so I graduated with a cultural geography degree, which means this podcast. I do music, I travel, I meet people, and I chat with them, and it's kind of amazing. So I love this podcast. There's a link in the show notes. It is at folkonfoot.com. Kilts, Celt, and Rock and Roll. That's the next episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. It is a Celtic rock episode. In my blog, there is a 2022 year in review, and coming soon is the Daily Journal from the Celtic invasion of Loch Lomond, Scotland. I'm currently working on the Celtic invasion of Ireland for this summer. I have a place that I have finally picked and booked that's in the Westport area, and now I'm just putting everything together. So stay tuned. I will have an actual itinerary coming soon. I think there's only two more slots as of recording, so it might be gone by the time it gets published. But nevertheless, CelticInvasion.com, so you can sign up to the mailing list and make sure you catch, if not that trip, the next one. Here's She's Shiny. This is from my CD, As Long As I'm Flying.
She's shiny, oh so shiny. Don't say a word, I'm in love with that girl. Yes, she's shiny, oh, oh, oh so shiny. She keeps me spinning round and round. Brightly shining star. Yes, she's shiny, oh so shiny. But don't say a word, I'm in love with that girl. Yes, she's shiny, oh, oh, oh so shiny. She keeps me spinning round and round. Cause I love to fight. Before I knew, things got out of control. I set my sights on making it out whole. Yes, she's shiny, oh, oh, oh so shiny. Don't say a word, I'm in love with that girl. She's shining. she'll ride down your spire. Yes, she's shiny, oh, 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 so shiny. Don't say a word, I'm in love with that girl. Yes, she's shiny, oh, 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 so shiny. She keeps spinning round and round in a whirl. I found her in a down and out dirty place. Head down, feeling no disgrace. Looked inside and I saw.
When is a pub not a pub? Well, it might be because it's the Maggie McGinnis Pub, which is not your typical Irish pub, not unless your typical Irish pub is located in the basement of an Irish American home in the suburbs of Huntsville, Alabama. To the Irish, and that's their slogan. You got to be ready to say shout that when the time comes. Aside from that, the pub is just a fun place to play. I've been playing there for over a decade, and I've had packed audiences. It's wonderful. It's so glad. It's been a few years, obviously, since the pandemic. I did a show right before shutdown, and now I get to return once again. It's happening this coming weekend, January 21st. So if you haven't gotten tickets, go get them now. I would love to see you out there. And of course, it helps keep me coming back each and every year. So do that. Speaking of upcoming shows, January 25th, Coffee with the Celt Father is going to be public. Those shows are typically private shows. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But January 28th is The Lost Druid at Avondale Estates. February 11th, Pontoon Brewing in Sandy Springs. And of course, June 3rd through 10th is the Celtic Invasion of County Mayo, Ireland. And if there's a venue that you think I should perform at, please let me know about it. I'm looking for new places to play this year, preferably in the Atlanta area, but I'll look consider just about anything. And maybe there's a spot near you. And if you live in the Atlanta area, then again, that's even more possible. So let's make something happen. Here's another track before we get started talking about Green Grow the Rashes. This is Loch Lomond. It's from my newest album, Selkuth.
My young Bonnie Banks and my young Bonnie Bray. Sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love were ever one to go. My young Bonnie, Bonnie Banks of Loch Lomond. Oh, you'll take High Road and I'll take Low Road, and I'll be in Scotland before you. But me and my true love will never meet. Love will never meet again. We're Bonnie
sunshine, the waters lie sleeping, but the broken heart of Kansas, second spring again. Faithful Macy's, pray the greetings. Or you'll take High Road and I'll take Low Road, and I'll be in Scotland before you. But me and my true love will never meet again. We're bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. You'll take High Road and I'll take Low Road, and I'll be in Scotland.
Green Grow the Rashes. I got a t-shirt at a Highland game as a kid. It read, Spock is a Scot. I never understood that until I heard Scottish singer Ed Miller introduce Green Grow the Rashes, and he joked, I know a Scotsman who loved a woman so much, he almost told her. And the joke is that the Scots are not very emotional, and yet this song by Scotland's national poet Robert Burns is one of the most beautiful, touching songs and emotional songs ever written. It's just spectacularly done. I love how this song comes out. There's naught but care on every hand, and every hour that passes, oh, what signifies a life of man if it were not for the lasses, oh. There was nothing more important than the ladies out there, and I love that. The worldly race may riches chase, and riches may soon fly them, oh, but though at last they catch them fast, their hearts can't enjoy them because you don't have the lasses. But give me a comfortable hour in the evening, my arms around my dear, and worldly cares and worldly men may all get topsy-turvy. And you who sneer at this, you're not but senseless asses, oh, the wisest man the world ever saw, he dearly loved the lasses. And the last verse, I think, really pins it down. Old nature swears the lovely dears. Old nature being an actual person. Her noblest work she classes, oh, she made a lot of great stuff. Her prince's hand she tried on man, and then she made the lasses. I just love, that's one of my favorite lines, of course. It's just so romantic and beautiful. And green grow the rashes, oh, the sweetest hours that ever I spent were spent among the lasses. This is one of the songs that, so I don't remember where I learned it, but I've always been a hopeful romantic, I used to call myself. I loved this song, and the Robin Nagy and Bards performed it regularly, even before we recorded it for our album, Real Men Wear Kilts. However, I do remember Royce Perry. He was the head of the Clan Gunn in Scott and in Texas. And he was a big inspiration for this song. I don't know if this, again, that he was there when we picked it or whatever, but I know he was always excited that there was a gun singing Scottish songs in our clan in Texas. So that was also very encouraging. And I remember his really gentle smile, especially when he heard this song, he heard us perform this song. I remember for over a year or two, we would play songs. Sometimes we'd do some of the Burns Suppers events, and it was just a delightful experience. And he enjoyed it. He said, I would really love to hear y'all do some more Scottish songs, he would say. And one day we came in with this, and he had this gorgeous smile on his face and was like, that was what I'm talking about. You nailed it. You just totally nailed it. And I absolutely loved seeing his expression and his passion for it. So when I finally re-recorded the song for Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion, he, of course, was in my thoughts because what a great song. So apparently Robert Burns was also quite a ladies' man, and he said what was most important in life was spending time with a lady. He did a lot of flirting and whatnot, but it was all short-lived. But as he says, what lasts is the love of a woman, or the love of someone, as the case may be. I love it how this song came out. Again, particularly that last verse, just wait till you hear it in my version from Scottish Songs and Drinking Rebellion. It really just totally captures the magic of one of the great poets of Scotland. Scott, he actually has done quite a bit of great songs. He has a whole entourage. In fact, there's, if you haven't heard of a Burns Suppers, you should look them up, see if there's one in your area. So the Burns Supper started as a celebration around the time of his birthday. And usually what they do is it's a lot of poetry reading, because he wrote a lot of poetry in addition to songs. But usually there's some music. There are some bagpipes. There is the address to the haggis. And basically one of the big things about the Burns Suppers is there is a haggis is brought in and they say this fine address and say, oh my gosh, this is the best haggis ever. And then they eat it. But then there's a lot of Scottish food that's mixed into the evenings. Again, music and songs and recitations of poetry. Green Grow the Rashes, there's a book called The Merry Muses of Caledonia that someone gave me years ago. And apparently Robert Burns had the proclivity to writing some filthy versions of this song too, which is highly amusing. But yeah, if you can find a copy of that book, I don't think it's any longer in print. So you might be hard-pressed to do that, but definitely go check it out. And again, go find a Burns Supper. You can read more about Robert Burns on Wikipedia. There's a link in the show notes. You can listen to my Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion album on Bandcamp. The CD is currently in the store up until February 10th. So if you didn't know, I opened my store only at the beginning of the month for a short period of time. And what I am going to do is, if there's a CD that I'm featuring in each episode, I'm going to make that available. So Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion is currently available, along with the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, the new shirt that we have. Those two items are some of the few items that are in my store at maidrecords.com. So you can follow a link in the show notes at pubsong.com. All right, let's play Green Grow the Rashes from my Scottish CD.
But signifies the life of man, and 'twere not for the lasses, oh, green grow the rashes, oh, green grow the rashes, oh, the sweetest hours that e'er I spent are spent among the lasses, oh. Worldly race may riches chase, and riches may soon fly them all. And though at last they catch them fast, their hearts may ne'er enjoy them more. Green grow the rashes, oh, green grow the rashes, oh, the sweetest hours that e'er I spent spent among the lasses, oh. Give me a canny already, my arms around my dearie, oh. And worldly cares and worldly men may all get up so teary, oh. Green grow the rashes, oh. Oh, the sweetest hours that e'er I spent were spent among the lasses, oh. Sneer at this, you're not but senseless asses, oh. The wisest man the world e'er saw, he dearly loved the lasses, oh. Ring, roll the rushes, oh. Ring, roll the rushes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spent were spent among the lasses, oh. Old nature swears the lovely deer, her noblest work she classes, oh. Her prentice hand she tried on man, then she made the lasses, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spent were spent among the lasses, oh. Rushes, oh, green grow the rushes, oh, the sweetest hours that e'er I spent were spent among the lasses, oh.
I hope you enjoyed that track, and if you did, you can download it for free. In fact, you can download all of my songs in the show. Just send an email to pubsong@keltfather.net. You will get an autoresponder with a link to download this month's EP. You can also subscribe to the podcast if you're not already subscribed. It's quick and easy. But this is a free gift just for those listening to the audio edition of my newsletter. Let me know what you're doing while listening to this episode when you send that email. I'd love to hear from you. Again, if you want to watch some Burns Day music, 3 years ago, I played a Coffee with a Kilt Father show while I was still living in Birmingham. The show was dedicated to Robert Burns. It only had a few Burns songs, and it's not publicly available, but you can watch it because you are subscribed to my newsletter and you listen to this podcast. So there's a link in the show notes. And if you enjoy shows like this, Coffee with the Kelp Father is still going. However, it's not exclusively available in the Gunrunners Club on Patreon. The show starts back Wednesday, January 18th, but there will be a public show available on the 25th. Just remember the time moved up 30 minutes to 10:30. And you can watch Coffee with the Kelp Father each and every week as a member of the Gunrunners Club on Patreon. If you enjoy this podcast and my music, join the club. You'll get 4 to 10 new things every month. That includes bonus podcasts, downloadable songs, printed sheet music, blogs, stories from the road, and access to my Coffee with the Kelp Father video concerts. It's just $5 per month, and you can save 15% with an annual membership. Big thanks to my newest patrons, Emil Volchek, Bob Harford, Marguerite Kearns, Matt Van Zant, and Chris Barnett. I really appreciate all of your kind and generous support for this podcast and my music. So thank you so much. All right, this is The Moonshiner. It's from my album, Irish Drinking Songs, The Cat Lover's Companion.
I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. When I'm hungry and I'll drink when I'm dry. And if moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die. I've been a moonshiner for many's the year. I spent all me money on whiskey and beer. And I'll go to some hollow and I'll set up my still. And I'll make you a gallon for a 10 shilling bill. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. Moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die. I'll go to some hollow in this country. 10 gallons of wash, I can go on a spree. No women to follow, the world is all mine. I love none so well as I love the moonshine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry and I'll drink when I'm dry. And if moonshine don't kill me, I'll moonshine, oh, how I love thee. You killed me, old father, but ah, you try me. Now bless all moonshiners and bless all moonshine. Their breath smells as sweet as the dew on the vine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll drink when I'm dry. And if moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll drink when I'm dry. And if moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die.
I really hope that you have signed up to my newsletter, Mark's Musings, I call it. But I really hope you did sign up to it because it is the absolute best way for us to communicate. One of the things I'm finding is that it is difficult to interact with people online, particularly like social media. Social media is, how's it supposed to be a social media when they cut your ability to communicate with people? Which is exactly what happened. So, for me, the best way to do it is through my newsletter. And, you know, you can drop me a message and say hi. And each time I send something out, let me know what you're up to. But one of the things that I've run into is that there are a lot of dead email addresses on my list. In fact, I just went and dumped a whole bunch. The problem with having, dead email addresses or people who aren't opening newsletters, which is fine. The problem with that is that frequently it starts putting my emails into like promotional folders or spam folders, and that's been happening a bit. So I did a bunch of cleanup, as I said. So if you're subscribed to my newsletter and regularly open an email, then you're all good. But if you don't, then I might have sent you an email saying goodbye. And those who didn't respond were unsubscribed. I apologize. Hopefully, just people who weren't, you know, actively using it were unsubscribed. I did find out that there was at least one guy who said that he just basically looks at the emails on his server, and I guess that doesn't ping AWeber to let them know that they are actively reading. So live and learn. But if you're not yet subscribed, send an email to pubsong@keltfather.net and you'll find a quick and easy way to subscribe and, of course, get that free EP. Have you heard of Buzz Stops? This is really cool. I found this through the Daily Difference. It's a newsletter by the Carbon Almanac with practical tips on how to fight climate change one action at a time. And this is really cool. A bunch of bus shelters are converting their roofs to be green, and they're filling them with plants that attract pollinators like bees. And the idea here began in the Netherlands and spread to Denmark, Sweden, and now the UK. The whole plan is to offer a new way to support these vulnerable insects. Plus, it makes the city a bit prettier. And I've long thought that, I don't know about you, but I was down at downtown in Atlanta recently, and I was up on a building and I was looking at some roofs and I was like, there's so much space that could be gardened and to make the city more beautiful. And again, to help fight climate change, which I feel like it's such a waste. And one of the things that I'm enjoying about the Daily Difference is it has a lot of small practical tips. Some of them, not so much, but a lot of it is about getting involved in your community and saying, hey, why not make this something, you know? Why not say, hey, let's tell people you can turn my roof into a green habitat to help fight climate change or whatever, just something to just make the place prettier and do something positive. And I really love this idea. I would like to see more people do that. This is the type of thing that maybe if you're involved in your local community, local government, I think it'd be something to check into, you know, say, hey, reach out to your representative. Is this something you could do? Because that's the type of thing that we can do on a local level, which is practical. Again, practical. So, again, if you haven't subscribed to the Daily Difference, there's a link in the show notes to take you to the Carbon Almanac where you can do just that. Finally, I want to know, what are your favorite sci-fi-ish songs? I'm still working on a playlist, a Spotify playlist, but I need your help. And this could be something really cool. What are some great sci-fi-ish songs that should be added to this playlist? I've had this playlist. It was originally for my this podcast, but now I want to populate it with sci-fi-ish music, and not just mine, other bands too. So send me your song requests. Again, pubsong@keltfather.net. I'll send you access to the EP of the month that I'm releasing as part of Atlanta Pub Songs and Stories, and you can let me know what songs should be added. There's a new EP every month to get that as well. We're going to finish up with Kilted Kings, my band, and the title track from our album Flower of Scotland, which seems appropriate. Thank you, Buzz Stops. Here is Flower of Scotland. I'll talk to you again in a couple weeks. Sláinte.
Oh, Flower of Scotland, when will we see your like again? That fought and died for your weave at hill and glen and stood against him. Proud Edward's army and sent him homeward to think again. The hills are bare now and autumn leaves lie thick and still. Our land that is lost now, which those so dearly held and stood against him. Proud Edward's army and sent him homeward to think again. Those days are past now, and in the past they must remain. But we can still rise now and be a nation again that stood against him. Proud Edward's army and sent him homeward to think again. Hills are bare now, and autumn leaves lie thick and still. A land that is lost now, which those so dearly held. Oh, Flower of Scotland, when will we see your like again? That fought and died for your weave at hill and glen and stood again.
Thanks for listening to Atlanta Pub Songs and Stories. The show is produced by Mark Gunn, edited by Mitchell Peterson, with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. You can subscribe and listen to the show wherever you find podcasts, or you can also subscribe to my mailing list. You will get regular updates of new music, podcasts, special offers, and you'll get more stories behind several of my most popular songs. And of course, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Have fun and sing along at pubsong.com.